and welcome to Studio Classroom on the air. My name is Gabe. Have you seen any good movies recently? What kind of movies do you want to see? The title of our lesson today is Summer Movies. Yes! Do you know how to talk about your favorite movies in English? Well, today we'll learn about two of this summer's movies. The first one is The Angry Birds Movie, which is coming to theaters in Taipei very soon. And of course, the second one we will discuss is X-Men Apocalypse. Perhaps you've already seen that one. All right, well, friends, open up your magazine. Your English will improve today. Let's begin.
Summer movies. What you'll see in the theater this summer. Movies take us to new places. They allow us to enter into new worlds or step into someone else's shoes. What can we look forward to this summer? A lot! Almost everyone gets a kick out of the popular video game Angry Birds. This summer, fans of the popular video game can enjoy the Angry Birds movie. Happy, flightless birds are living on an island when some mysterious green pigs come to visit. What are they up to? Three birds, Red, Chuck, and Bomb, are determined to find out.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点我们看 get a kick out of 这个成语。Kick 在这里是指极大的刺激或乐趣，所以 get a kick out of something 是指从某个事物中得到乐趣或感到愉快。例如 the little boy got a kick out of chasing the puppy， 这个小男孩觉得追这只小狗跑很有趣。或者是 this novel is so funny, I'm sure you'll get a kick out of it。这本小说太好笑了，我相信你一定会很喜欢的。接下来我们看的是 determined 这个形容词。 determined 原本是 determine 下定决心这个动词的过去分词，当形容词是指下定决心的或者是意志坚决的。例如 Nathan will definitely reach his goal, he's a determined person. Nathan 一定会达到他的目标的，他是个意志坚强的人。如果是下定决心要做某件事的话，就是在后面加上不定词 to， 再加上原形动词。例如 Britney is determined to finish her college degree this year. Britney 下定决心今年一定要拿到她的学士学位。
Rebecca!
Yes, Gabe!
Do you know what my favorite part about teaching a lesson about summer movies is?
Let me think. Well, you like to talk?
It starts with P and it ends in my stomach.
Oh, popsicles. You like to eat popsicles? I know you like to eat popcorn.
That's right, Rebecca. Here, catch.
Oh, yeah, those, I thought you were going to throw it into my mouth.
Well, you didn't catch it in your mouth.
Right, you didn't throw far enough. Well, hey, Gabe.
I
just noticed that.I have both sets of notes. Why am I carrying your notes anyway?
So that I have both hands to eat popcorn with.
I know popcorn is so heavy, isn't it? You need both hands to carry popcorn. Mm-hmm. Okay, really.
It's really delicious.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me see, Gabe.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what our first teaching point is?
The first teaching point for the day...Mm-hmm. Our lesson is about summer movies.
Yes.
Teaching popcorn is delicious.
Gabe,no. That is not our first teaching point. So obviously you need your notes. I'll give you your notes back if you give me a piece of popcorn.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Here you go. One piece.
That's so good. Okay, there you go. Now we can start talking about summer movies since I had some popcorn.
Yes. Okay, summer movies. So what you'll see in the theater this summer. And of course, we read here, movies take us new places. Now, we're not talking about physical places. We're talking about how movies help us to understand something that we don't experience in everyday life.
That's right. They can give you a picture of places that you might not actually be able to go to.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we read, they allow us to enter into new worlds or step into someone else's shoes. Gabe,
mm-hmm.
That's our first teaching point.
Oh.
To step into someone else's shoes.
Ah.
And yeah, we want to take some time and talk about this. So watch me. Can I step into your shoes?
Oh, sure. Actually, you could probably step into my shoes here pretty easily.
Yeah.
They're pretty big. I have a size 10 and a half.
Okay, great. That's
going to
work.
Go ahead. You can actually, you don't even have to take off your shoes. You can use your whole foot and your shoe to step into my shoes.
Yeah, that's great. Now, that's what this point is about, right?
Rebecca, I'm sorry. Your foot does not even fit into my shoe. You are certainly no Cinderella. Please give me my shoe back.
Okay.
All right,
okay.
Hold my popcorn for a minute.
Yes, I will do that.
No eating. No eating my popcorn while I put my shoes back on. You made me take my shoes off. When you step into someone else's shoes,
mm-hmm.
that means that you are trying to understand something from their perspective. So when you watch a movie, you maybe get to watch a certain character or people in the movie, and you get to understand what life would be like if you were that character.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah, exactly, Gabe. Now, imagine, what would it be like if one of my siblings, like my brother or my sister, were to come to Taiwan and step into my shoe as a teacher here in Taiwan? How do you think that would be?
I don't know. Actually, you know what, Rebecca? It's mm-hmm. not as easy as it sounds, being a teacher. I mean, I think they might enjoy it, but they might be a little bit nervous at first. Weren't you kind of nervous at first?
Yeah, I actually was a bit nervous when I first started teaching.
Yeah, and so if they were to do this, then they would be stepping into your shoes, and they could experience how nervous you can be if you're doing something new like this.
Well, here's another way you can use this phrase, long phrase. Sally will be stepping into my shoes when I leave next week. So I'm going to take a break. And no, not me personally, but this is just an example. So when I leave for a week, someone will come in and take my place or step into my shoes.
Oh, I usually use the phrase to fill someone's shoes. So Sally Ooh. Might be filling your shoes when you leave for a little while. Well, friends, think of another way to use the phrase to step into someone else's shoes. When do you step into someone else's shoes? Talk about that in English. Well, what do we read here? What can we look forward to this summer? A lot. And the first movie is, we read, almost everyone gets a kick out of the popular video game Angry Birds. This movie, the Angry Birds movie, came out in the United States May 20th, and it comes out June 8th in Taipei. But let's talk about this phrase. What does it mean to get a kick out of something?
And no, Gabe, it doesn't mean that you literally kick someone. This actually means that you find something really interesting and funny, and you probably laugh about it. So, for example, I always get a kick out of watching my niece and nephew as they're playing the keyboard.
Oh,
ooh,
so
it's pretty funny.
So you really enjoy watching them play the keyboard?
I do.
You know, every time I go to KTV, I get a kick out of it. I really enjoy going to KTV and singing and watching my friends try to sing some songs.
Mm.
Think of another way to use that phrase, friends.
Yeah, wow, that popcorn is so good.
Mm.
Okay, so as you can see, the Angry Birds movie is coming out, and the birds are living on an island when some mysterious green pigs come to visit. And here's another phrase we want to talk about. What are they up to?
Ooh, what are they up to? That means, what are they doing? What are they planning to do? Okay, friends, well, here's what we're up to. We are going to go and see what's happening with today's Sing
It
Out.
Sing it out.
There's a new phrase there. Enjoy as we go to Sing It Out. Oh, yes.
Well, our lesson is about movies today. And when I'm watching a really exciting movie, I don't want to just sit back comfortably in my seat eating my popcorn. No, I might be, what's the phrase?
Oh, you might be on the edge of your seat.
That's it.
You could say something like this. This movie has got me on the edge of my seat. Yeah, yeah. On the edge of my seat.
Yeah, yeah,
I'm on the edge of my seat.
Yeah, yeah,
I'm on the edge of my seat.
Yeah, yeah,
well, this movie's exciting and I'm on the edge of my seat.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, hey, Gabe, I have a new friend that I want to introduce to you.
Whoa, a new friend?
Yeah, actually, he might be an old friend, because in January, I might have introduced him. His name is Freddy.
I remember Freddy.
Yeah. Oh,
Freddy can help us do some instruments, right?
That's right. That's right. Freddy can play a lot of instruments. He can sing. He can play the bass. He can play the piano.
Dude.
So why don't we have Freddy join us for this song?
What are we waiting for? I'm on the edge of my seat, Ben. I can't wait.
All right.
I'm on the edge of my seat. Yeah, yeah. I'm on the edge of my seat. Yeah, yeah. I'm on the edge of my seat. Yeah, yeah. The edge of my seat, yeah, yeah. This movie is exciting, I'm on the edge of my seat. Get out.
Yeah, I know. Nope. Oh, hello, and welcome back to Studio Classroom. We're learning about summer movies, and I'm really looking forward to the Angry Birds movie. Yes, there are so many different kinds of birds out there, and some of them are angry. And hey, what's that sound? Is that the Velcro bird? Oh, I wonder how the Velcro bird will react if I just toss one of these flightless birds over at her. How exciting. Oh, look. This is an angry bird right here. Friends, let's continue learning about the X-Men movie. Aya.
Summer movies. Action fans are eagerly awaiting X-Men Apocalypse, the sequel to the 2014 film X-Men Days of Future Past. Apocalypse, the first and most powerful mutant, has awakened after thousands of years. He doesn't like the world he finds. He assembles a powerful team of mutants to create a new world order. Professor X and a team of young X-Men need to stop him before he kills all of mankind.
Okay, 继续我们看 mutant 这个名词。M-U-T 这个字根有改变的意思，加上 A-N-T 这个代表人的字尾。Mutant 就是指变种生物或者是突变体，例如 those mutants didn't survive in the cold temperature， 那些变种生物并没有在低温下存活下来。Mutant 也可以当形容词，意思是突变的或者是变种的，例如 the disease was caused by a mutant gene， 这个疾病是由一个突变的基因所引起的。最后我们看的是 assemble 这个动词。S-E-M-B-L 这个字根有类似或相似的意思，所以 assemble 在这里是指组成或者是使聚集。例如 All the students assembled in the auditorium to elect their new student association's president. 所有的学生在礼堂中集合要选出学生会的新主席。它的名词是字尾的 E 变成 Y 变成 assembly， 意思是集会或议会。例如Over 5,000 people attended this religious assembly. 超过5000人参加了这个宗教的聚会。And now, let's go back to our teachers.
So, we've already talked about the Angry Birds movie. Well, now we're going to talk about X-Men Apocalypse, which is the sequel to the 2014 film. And yes, there are so many people, fans, are eagerly awaiting this movie. Hey, Gabe, are you one of those fans?
Eagerly awaiting the X-Men movie?
Yep.
Well, I have not seen all of the X-Men movies, But I did see the last one.
Okay.
I gotta say, it was pretty well done. I enjoyed all the acting in the movie. I think I might see this new X-Men movie, Rebecca. But I'm not like a crazy fan who goes to see all of the X-Men movies.
Okay, Gabe, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Do you know what we call a fan? Someone who is very, very excited about seeing, you know, a particular team play, whether or not that team loses or wins.
You mean like a crazy fan?
Well, no, not a crazy
fan. Like a crazy fan?
No, not even a crazy fan. And sometimes these people, they might even dress up in costumes when they go to see a particular film in the movie theater.
Oh, yeah, like when Star Wars came out, a lot of people dressed like Star Wars characters because they are die-hard fans. Is that
Bingo.
The term you're looking for? Right there, die-hard fans.
Exactly, that's exactly what I was thinking, Gabe. A die-hard fan is someone who goes to see, well, a losing team play. So I'm thinking about, like, sports teams.
Huh? A losing team?
Okay, let me finish. They go to see a losing team play every single game in the rain or the shine or shine. Yeah, what's up?
Oh, I see. Because they love the team so much.
Exactly.
They don't care if the team loses because they are diehard fans of that team.
Exactly.
Nice. Okay, so you could be a diehard fan of a sports team. Maybe you know a celebrity or a singer, and you really love that singer. Like, maybe Bai An, all right, the singer. I know a lot of diehard Bai An fans. They go to every one of her concerts.
Okay, Gabe, are you familiar with Lord of the Dance? It's Irish dancing. River dancing.
I do. I've not seen it, but I do know that you are a diehard Irish dancing fan.
Hey, how did you know? That's exactly what I was going to say.
Oh, my goodness. You've told me so many times. She really is a diehard fan.
I definitely am. Anyway, friends, are you a diehard fan? If you are, what is it that you enjoy watching or going to see? Anyway, I would say that these fans who are awaiting X-Men, some of them probably are diehard fans. And as we see, this X-Men movie is the sequel to the 2014 film X-Men, Days of Future Past.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we see the word sequel. That's just a movie that comes after another movie. But what if the movie comes before a movie?
Well, we call that a prequel. Now, here's the thing. A prequel is a story. Usually, it's a story that was created after the original movie came out. So, for example, this movie was created after the other X-Men movies, right? But it talks about a story that happens before the events in those X-Men movies, okay? Another example of a prequel is Monsters University, okay? A lot of us saw Monsters, Inc., which was the original movie, and then there's the story of the characters before in Monsters University. Okay, so that's a prequel.
Exactly. Okay, well, later we see this word await. Or earlier we saw this word await. What do the guys have to say about await versus wait?
I guess we'll have to check it out in the info cloud.
We all know the word wait, W-A-I-T, but there is also await. A-W-A-I-T. How are they different?
Well, for starters, wait is an intransitive verb, whereas await is a transitive verb. That just means if we use await, we'd have to have a direct object after it. For example, action fans are eagerly awaiting X-Men. Here, X-Men is the object.
If we use wait in the same sentence, we would say action fans are eagerly waiting for X-Men.
Okay, grammar aside, the biggest difference between these two words is that wait is used a lot more than await. We hardly ever use await in everyday conversations.
Well, that's right. Await, when it's used, sounds more formal and more literary than wait. Another subtle difference between the two is that await is used more for intangible or abstract things. I might say, A busy day, an answer, or a surprise awaited me, whereas wait can encompass a much wider range of things.
Wait 跟 await 这两个字都表示等待，但用法不太一样。首先 await 是及物动词，后面必须要有一个受词，比如说 Action fans are eagerly awaiting X-Men。 Wait 是不及物动词，可以不加受词，也可以加介系词 for 来表示等待的对象，比如说 Action fans are eagerly waiting for X-Men。另一个差别是 await 是在比较正式的场合使用，日常生活的会话通常会用 wait。 如果朋友迟到，我们会说 I've been waiting for you for an hour， 而不会说 I've been awaiting you for an hour。 最后 await 常常是用于抽象的事物，比如说 A busy day, an answer, or a surprise awaited me。 这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Hey, there you are.
Yeah, it's me.
Are you gaming on your smartphone?
Hey, this isn't just any game. It's Angry Birds.
Why are you always playing video games?
Why are you always watching movies?
Movies take us to new places.
So do video games.
Movies allow us to enter into new worlds.
So do video games.
And movies allow us to step into someone else's shoes.
And so do video games.
Okay. We're going to watch a movie?
Right. Which movie?
Well, I'm a huge fan of action films, and X-Men Apocalypse is now playing.
Haven't we already seen that?
No. You're thinking of 2014 film X-Men Days of Future Past. This is the sequel.
Are there mutants in this sequel?
Of course there are. It's X-Men. That's what the movie is about.
Can't we watch something else?
Okay, what would you like?
Oh, how about Angry Birds?
What? I asked which movie you like, not video games.
Yeah, right. And Angry Birds is a movie. So let's watch the Angry Birds movie.
Oh, no. Angry Birds is a movie too?
Yeah. So, let's watch it.
Okay, but let's get some popcorn first.
Wait,
you sure you don't want to watch X-Men?
I'm such a diehard fan of those review skits.
I always get a kick out of those review skits.
Oh, you know what? If you were a diehard fan of X-Men, you probably already saw this movie, right?
Oh, that's right. Okay. Hey, are you a diehard fan of fishy movies?
I am.
Oh, you are? Mm-hmm. Great. Well, you'll probably enjoy Finding Dory. We're going to talk about that tomorrow.
Okay, let's do that tomorrow right here on Studio Classroom.